Hello students, welcome to module 2 of the chapter Bicycle in Good Repair. So we will move straightly into our presentation before we start with the presentation, before I move on, we will just have a quick review of module 1 and what we noted is that bicycle just like any other machine, isn't it? And this writer, Jerome K. Jerome, has left no stone unturned to present the story in a humorous way. As you will read the text, you will come to know that this entire interaction between the writer and his friend has been has been presented in a very smooth, in a very humorous way, and we as readers, we all enjoy the reading the story. Now, in module 1, we saw that the front wheel of the bicycle has been taken out. Now, this bicycle is being repaired by the writer's friend, who is ready to, who is leaving no stone unturned to set it right, to make it suitable before they proceed on a long bicycle ride as they had planned. So this entire planning, okay, this entire planning, it becomes unsuccessful because the writer's friend, he is not ready to give up. He's ready to set the author's bicycle right, because he thinks that yes, it is little bit wobbly, as the writer said that it goes a little stiff in the evening. So that very statement in a way encourages it, may sets him on the way to put the bicycle right, to make it smooth, to make it fine, and to set it right before they proceed on a long bicycle ride. Now I have used the same picture, I've kept the same introductory slide just as in module 1, and this introductory slide, you can see that same picture of that bicycle is there. So by now I think it has been quite clear that the title of the story, A Bicycle in Good Repair, is ironic, isn't it? So ironic in the sense, you all must be knowing, many of you must be knowing, I think, that what the speaker intends to say is not what he thinks. So there is this gap between the speaker's thoughts or ideas or what the writer is actually trying to express. So this bicycle in good repair, so it is not the literal, okay, if we take the literal meaning, it is not going to bring out the essence of the story, a bicycle in good repair. So of course it is in good it is in good hands, it is in the hands of the friend who is ready to provide it a good repair, but everything turns topsy-turvy, everything turns the opposite, as the friend of the writer is not at all a good mechanic. He doesn't know much about the bicycle, as we will see further. Now, straight away moving to the second slide, again the same procedure I followed. I have tried to sum up the second half of the story in bits and parts. As you can see, the on the right hand side, this entire, okay, this all the parts have been taken out, and this picture is quite clear. The very minute parts, everything from wheel, from the fork, from the brakes, from the those chains, the gear case, the ball bearings, everything is lying, and everything, every minute thing visible here is an important part of the bicycle. If anything goes wrong, if anything gets lost, then the bicycle or any other machine, okay, this point is to be kept in mind, that any machine or every machine, I would say, has every single part of a machine, or I would say every single part of a bicycle is important. Okay, if it is a ball bearing is a very minute part. No, that is not important. No, nothing like that. Each and every ball bearing is important. Now is the turn of the gear case. Okay, the author's friend got busy in taking off the gear case. As you can see, it is written, the author warned him not to meddle with the gear case, but his friend said that nothing was easier as taking off the gear case. So now he is more confident. Okay, he was done with the front wheel. Now he is busy taking out the gear case, saying that nothing was easier as taking off the gear case. It was really easy taking it off. As you will read the story, you will see that yes, he quickly takes it off. The gear case comes out, but had almost a nightmare. Okay, the whole world turns, it topples down, it turns topsy-turvy, fixing it back to its place. So he puts all his efforts to put the gear case back in its place, so that, because the gear case is like the soul of the bicycle. So if the gear case is not fixed properly, is not put back into its place, the bicycle is not going to run smoothly. So the second part of the summary, as I would say, his bicycle, which was in good condition, now lay scattered, divided in many parts. The author, almost on the verge of losing his consciousness, wanted to stop his friend from causing further troubles, but he admitted that he could not hurt the feelings of others. I repeated in module 1 only that this man, the author, he is very polite. He throughout the story never uses a word, he never uses a statement, or never expresses his anger as such in a violent manner, because it is very clear that he is frustrated. Okay, he is not able to control his emotions. He's almost, as I have written, almost on the verge of losing his consciousness. Okay, because his bicycle lay scattered in parts, and the friend, he is completely, as you will read the story, is completely confused, and he becomes nervous as the story gradually progresses, as the day gradually progresses, because he has taken out everything, but now he doesn't know how to fix it back all correctly. Okay, and setting it right like before. So I'm not saying that yes, the author's bicycle was very fine, was not having any problem. There was a little wobble beforehand only, but yes, this wobbling it turned it became more shaky. Okay, as you will read the story, you will find it became more shaky after all the parts were fixed back. So this gear case was fixed, and then came the turn of the chain. Now, there was first the tightening of the chain, which he tightened to an extent that it stopped moving. He then loosened it until it became twice as loose as it was before. So the front wheel, then the gear case, now the chain. Now this tightening and loosening, okay, tightened it so much that it stopped moving. Then he loosened it until it became twice as loose as it was before. So this entire chain, okay, tightening and loosening, okay, both were extremes, both were done extremely. So that this was not good for the bicycle as such. Okay, the author is trying to say that this was not at all good for the bicycle as such, because the chain is to be fixed, the chain is to be tightened or to be kept loose in a way that it is suitable for a rider to ride, to make the wheels movable. Okay, it should not be like, okay, it will be made very tight or it will be made very loose. No, it should not be like that. Okay, now moving on to the third slide, we will see. I have used a picture of this author's, you can imagine it to be the author, or you can imagine it to be the author's friend. So the author is obviously, he is having a good time with the friend. As you can see, I'm again using an ironic statement. So after applying all his efforts and experiments at length, the author's friend seemed to be contented and now wanted to put all the pieces back into their place. Now, the author's friend is now done, is now complete with all his experiments, with all his tricks, with all his work, with all his efforts which were needed to be put into the author's bicycle. He had this good intention. Okay, I'd again repeat. Again, I'm using an ironic statement. So he had this good intention of setting author's bicycle right. So after applying all his experiments at length, the author's friend seemed to be contented. Contented means satisfied. And now wanted to make sure that everything was right. This also required a lot of time and a great effort. I told you that a machine, it may be small. Obviously, a big machine requires more time. A small machine requires little less time. But a machine is a machine. Okay, each and every part of a machine is important, and it is if it falls in the hands of a person who is not a mechanic, or maybe a mechanic who is not at all familiar with his work, who is not confident about his work, so that person is going to prove a complete waste of time for your machine or your bicycle in this case. So the man was inexperienced and knew nothing about the mechanism of a bicycle. So the man is obviously the author's friend. After struggling for many hours, his friend was somehow able to fix the different parts of the bicycle. Okay, after struggling for many hours. Okay, so he struggled for hours since the morning. Now it was almost the evening, time to go home. Still, he was not done with his work. The author took him to his back kitchen, where his friend cleaned himself, and then the author sent him back to his home. So the first, as I said, the first was the turn of the front wheel, then came the gear case, and then finally came the turn of the chain, and ultimately all the parts part by part, each and everything was taken out, and now he was having the hell of a time to create to clean up all the mess he had done. Now there are two terms which are being used by the writer in the story. As you will read it, you will notice that cheery confidence, okay, cheery confidence, and inexplicable hopefulness. So these two phrases are being used by the writer to in the second part of the text in order to describe the attitude of his friend. Okay, so cheery confidence, he was obviously very confident, and he was extremely happy what he was doing. Though he was not able to do anything, but still he was very happy, very extremely optimistic. And inexplicable means which cannot be explained, which is unbelievable. Okay, something limitless. Hopefulness, he was hopeful about everything. Okay, he took out the gear case, he was not able to fix it, but still, yes, I have taken out the gear case, it was easy, now I'll be able to fix it. So there was no tension, there is no anxiety inside him. Obviously the machine did not belong to him, so there is no anxiety as such, but the author is extremely tensed, he's extremely anxious about his bicycle, because he had made a plan that yes, both of them would go for a long bicycle ride, but the entire plan is completely destroyed. The entire plan turns unsuccessful, and both of them spend the entire day the writer is unable to do anything, but he has the only thing he does is waiting for his friend to stop his work and to send his home. So the author took him to his back kitchen, where his friend cleaned himself. Okay, he had made a complete mess of himself, and all dirty, all disheveled. Okay, when you will read the story, you will see that the author says that at some point of time, the bicycle is upon him, and at another point of time, he is on the bicycle. He's on the top of the bicycle. So this, as if he has a complete, there is this complete fight between the man and the machine. Okay, this should not be there. This should not be, this is not good. Okay, a machine is to be looked after just like a child. It is a thing which is not to be kicked. It is not to be fought against. Okay, it requires patience, it requires alertness, it requires handling with care. Okay, if you use it roughly, if you handle it roughly, then it is going to land you in big trouble. So this is what the author means to say. So of course the title of the story is completely ironic. Okay, it falls in bad hands, the bicycle of the author, and he goes he's not able to control his emotions, and ultimately when the friend gives up completely dirty, disheveled, he somehow manages to fix the bicycle, and the writer sends him home. Now we will see the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, seventh, and eighth. So the next four slides, there are words, phrases, and the meanings. And just like in module 1, the paragraph, the corresponding paragraphs are on the left hand side, and on the right hand side the difficult words and meanings are there. So In the fourth slide, you will see there are 9 words. Give up. Give up is a phrase. Give up is a phrasal verb. So give up, knack, fork, worried, at length, topsy-turvy, cheerful, disposition, providence. So these are the nine sources I have used, and the meanings are obviously on the right hand side. Now, next, in the fifth slide, you will see that 6 words have been used: skill, fascinate, cheery, confidence, inexplicable, hopefulness. Again, the meanings are on the right hand side. Then the 6th slide, the words go, encouraged, refix, offside, doubled, slid over, and the meanings on the right hand side. Then the 7th slide contains 6 words: temper, bullying, spirit, subsequent, proceedings, degenerated into. So the meanings are on the right hand side again, and the corresponding paragraphs on the left hand side. And then finally, the 8th slide contains 6 words: rough and tumble, reversed, flushed, triumph, disheveled, wipe. So I have tried to cover as many words, as many phrases, phrasal verbs and meanings as possible. I think these words and phrases or phrasal verbs, these will help you out to read the second half, to understand the second half in a better manner. And again, the same suggestion as I gave in module 1, please read the words, the meanings alongside the paragraphs mentioned on the second hand, on the left hand side, because correspondingly reading the word meanings and the paragraphs would help you out. Okay, reading the text first and then the word meanings won't help you out. It is better to go side by side, reading the word meanings, reading the paragraph, and then going for the word meanings, because that provides it helps you to provide a balance. It helps you to reach a balanced understanding of the text. So obviously, the story, as you see, can see, it's a completely ironic story, a completely humorous one, and Jerome K. Jerome has he has completely nailed it, and I would say he has beautifully written this story, and he has tried to make us understand that for a person, his bicycle, any machine, it is a very valuable possession, okay, for any person. So when that possession, it goes wrong, when that possession falls in a troubled hand, possession falls in hands which are not experienced, so that really, really hurts, okay. And a person who goes through it, the owner of that particular possession only knows what it feels like. So this was all about module 2.